God has shown me through two separate mystics, one of which is a doctor of the church, a miraculous and delicate instrument that even a helpless person can use for the salvation of souls. We're going to get into that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So who are those two sources? Source number one, mystic stigmatist, doctor of the church, none other than St. Catherine of Siena in her book Dialogue. And then the other book is Elizabeth Kindleman in The Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, The Spiritual Diary. I would say doctor of the church material, when you read these books side by side, both gold, equally gold, amazing stuff for us to unpack. We're going to start with the Dialogue first because it's more difficult. So we're going to go through both of these sources, talk about kind of and unpack what they mean, and then practical ways for you to use this incredible instrument. God the Father speaks to St. Catherine of Siena, telling her, "Do you not know, dear daughter, that all the sufferings which the soul endures or can endure in this life are insufficient to punish one smallest fault, because the offense being done to me, who am the infinite good, calls for an infinite satisfaction. However, I wish that you should know that not all the pains that are given to men in this life are given as punishments, but as corrections in order to chastise a son when he offends, though it is true that both the guilt and the penalty can be expiated by the desire of the soul." That's the secret weapon, desire, and we're going to get into that. That is by true contrition, not through the finite pain endured, but through the infinite desire, because God, who is infinite, wishes for infinite love and infinite grief. And then later on, he says, "So you see that satisfaction is made through the desire of the soul united to me, who am the infinite good, in greater or less degree, according to the measure of love obtained by the desire and prayer of the recipient." Why is desire, why does she explain, why does God the Father, the head spiritual honcho, when he speaks, it's authoritative and you do not disagree. You hear and you listen and you put it into action. Why is desire so powerful? Did you hear that? Because it's infinite. How do we know that desire is infinite? The greatest example, the greatest sign that desire is something infinite in our world, guess what it is? Addictions. The fact that human beings have addictions is proof every day, over and over, billions of times throughout the day, throughout the world, because of addictions to alcohol, sex, drugs, and all that stuff. What is that? That is desire directed at an object, not God. Addictions happen when we, because it's infinite, it can never have enough. When we direct our desire to God, addictions stop immediately. Now let's hear what Elizabeth Kindleman has to say in The Spiritual Diary. Jesus tells her on August 6th, 1962, "From the morning until the time of communion, or a little while before, the Lord again overwhelmed my soul with complaints. Jesus said, 'No soul I have entrusted to the care of my priests ought to be damned.'" Just that is enough to reflect on for the rest of your life. "This word damnation causes a terrible pain in my heart. I would suffer death on the cross again for each soul, even suffering 1,000 times more, since there is no hope for the damned. Prevent this with your burning desires. Save souls." How save souls? With your burning desires. Did you hear that? "You know, just as there are three forms of baptism, baptism of water, of blood, and of desire, it is such for the salvation of souls." Isn't that amazing? Baptism saves us, and one of those is of desire. Hence, it is a weapon, an instrument for salvation. "From my sacred heart came blood and water flowing over for you, and the strong desire with which I did it for you." Do you really know what desire is? It is a marvelous and delicate instrument that even the most helpless man can use as a miraculous instrument to save souls. The key point is that he should unite his desire with my precious blood exuding from my side. Increase your desire with all your might, my little one, to save as many souls as possible. Expressing the loss of souls through damnation was extremely painful for him. The sweet Savior allowed me to share his pain in my heart. Because the pain was so sharp, I almost collapsed. O Lord Jesus, I will make every effort that the souls entrusted to me are not damned. So what is the key point? Because many Catholics, many conservative Catholics, they hate the word desire. It's sort of like the frozen chosen. They see being holy and saved as being absolutely without emotion, with like a stone cold face, like as my uncle would say, like you're eating lemons and you have this bitter face. You know, no joy, no nothing, no feelings, no, just strict, hardcore discipline of doing the thing. Totally wrong. It is fire like the seraphim, like the fire in purgatory. It is the fire of desire that is the thing that will bridge us to God. It's the bridge that will take us there. But not just any desire and not just doing anything with it. We must unite our desire with his where. He tells us the exact location. He gives us the exact coordinates of where we are to fuse our desire with his. Did you hear it? It's when he's on the cross and his heart is pierced and blood and water come out at that very moment. That desire that was fused with his water and his blood, we unite our desires to his. When we unite our desires to his, a bridge is formed. And what passes over the blood and the water from the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and that is what will save souls. So it's pouring out. How will it reach sinners and those that are falling into hell? We are the instrument. Our hearts and our desires are the portal through which his blood and water wants to flow. You unite it to his, flows through you for the salvation of souls, miraculous and a delicate instrument, he said it himself. Now, how do we use it? You have to practice. You have to practice. I want you to practice praying without words and only with desires. A number of times, I can't remember specifically when, but a number of times without me even saying something, simply by wanting something in my heart to God, I obtained these different things. Some of these things were sort of ridiculous. Sometimes it was like this object that I wanted or a this or a that or whatever it was. I was just wanting it incredibly bad. Next thing I know, it just showed up. I didn't realize it, but I was praying with my desire to God. At other times, it was for more profound things, maybe the Mass or this or some sort of blessing or some sort of spiritual thing that I was desiring. And then next thing I know, it happens. So over the years, I've been seeing these different evidences showing me the power of praying with desire alone. I want you to practice that. I want you to first pick something just silly and absurd and want it. Desire it, unite it to the desires of Jesus on the cross. Practice. See the power of desire for yourself. Start with something simple. Then go to something more profound, whatever that may be. Something that you could see maybe within a few days. So maybe not necessarily like a cure or conversion or something like that, but something spiritual and something like that. Lord, just desire it. Don't even say it. Don't even tell him. Pray with your desires. Let God show you the power that is there. Then take it to the next level. Offer your burning desires, uniting it to the burning desire of Jesus on the cross, pierced his Sacred Heart, pierced with that lance, and pray with desire for the salvation of souls. How simple. Even just sitting there, Lord, I do not want these souls to go to hell. Lord, these souls that are falling to hell, I'm grabbing them and I'm sending them to the bottom of purgatory. At least they are saved. Just desiring that, desiring their salvation, because they didn't. God can use yours in their stead. That's what's amazing. That's what he needs. He needs holy desires here on earth. It's like a portal of grace. Do it. Miraculous and delicate instrument that even the most helpless men, the image that came to mind was like a lazy guy on a lazy boy doing nothing, you know, eating chips and whatever, doing absolutely nothing. But from that place of literally helplessness, maybe you can even think of like a paralyzed person doing nothing except holy desiring can change the world. Believe it. It is powerful Test it for yourself. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.